Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, as they continually move down their path where they're trying to push the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, the Biden administration is right out front. And the people can now see that the Biden administration continually lies to the people. And I do believe what Trump and the Patriots are going to do, since they're in control, they're going to continually throw everything that they possibly have at the Biden administration. And I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, they set this up so this way the people could see that these individuals, they're not helping, they are causing this entire problem. And that is what we've been seeing since the very beginning. If you actually go back in time, and when Trump was in the White House, we had fuel prices that were very low. We were energy independent. The Strategic Petroleum Reserves, Trump, you know, kept filling it. He wasn't emptying it. And the economy was doing very well. We had very, very low inflation. We had tariffs on China, tariffs on Europe. That money was going over to the farmers. Trump renegotiated the trade deals. And we've seen very, very low employment during this period of time. And remember, Trump was playing in the central bank illusionary economy at the time, and he was able to do all of these things. Now that Biden came into the picture, think about day one. Think about what has been done to the economic system. Biden reversed everything that Trump has done, and he's still reversing a lot of the things that he has done. Now, since he's been reversing the things that Trump has done, has that been helping the economy? No, it's been destroying the economy. Has it been helping the people? No, it's been hurting the people. And if you notice, every move that the Biden administration makes, what happens? The people wake up, the people see what's going on, and the people are saying, okay, I know who's responsible for all of this. Because it was very, very clear that going back in time, the economy was pretty darn good. I had a lot more money in my pocket, and I was living a better life. Today, people are starting to realize, well, my life is going down the tubes because of Biden, because he's pushing this agenda, the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, and he's reversing everything that Trump has done. And when you start to look at what he's doing, you could see it very, very clearly. The Environmental Protection Agency announced that it would roll back Trump-era restrictions on the Clean Water Act rules that previously allowed states to block pipelines and other major federal projects. So right now, the Biden administration, they're going to make it easier for blue states to block oil and gas pipelines. This goes right into the Green New Deal, where they don't want people using fossil fuels. They don't want the country to be energy independent, and they want everyone to go full electric, which means the fuel prices are going to shoot up like we've never seen before. And that's exactly what's happening. Oil prices right now, they jumped to a new 10-month high, and U.S. crude is rising above $90 a barrel for the first time this year. West Texas Intermediate crude rose by more than 1.9% to reach a high of $90.29. Brent crude, the international benchmark most closely related to gasoline prices in the U.S., rose by nearly 2% to $93.68. The rising price of oil comes at a particularly challenging time for American consumers. U.S. gasoline prices surged 20% last month, and we're going to see fuel prices move up even further. The national average gas price rose to $3.85 a gallon, up from $3.48 a day earlier. And this tells you everything you need to know. Fuel prices are moving up, and people, they're struggling. So what is the Biden administration going to do? Well, I do believe in a specific period of time, and I do believe as we move into 2024, I do believe he's going to use the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to make it look like he's controlling the fuel prices. And he's going to drain the Strategic Petroleum Reserve even further to say, look, I got it under control. Don't worry. We're in an election year. I got your back. But again, where did we start from? We didn't start from $3 a gallon. We started from two or less. So no matter what he's doing, the people aren't buying it. The people see it. And the people understand that he's responsible for all this. He brought the fuel prices all the way up to $5, $6 a gallon. And when you bring it down to $3.84 or $3.75, you really didn't bring down the fuel prices. You brought it up from $2 up to $3.84. And that's what people are seeing right now. They're hoping that people forget, but I don't think people are going to forget. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we can see that the walls are closing in on Biden, not just with the economy, but with everything else, we're starting to see one thing after another hit him. And I do believe that we're going to see more of this, and Biden's going to be struggling throughout all of this. For the first time in history, of the 150,000 member United Auto Workers Union, they're going to strike against the big three manufacturers that began at midnight last night after no deal was reached. And the big three, including Ford, General Motors, Stellantis, the newly formed merger of Fiat Chrysler and the PSA Group, they are now on strike, which is very interesting. Geneve Rochdechter on X put this out and said, "Good morning, everyone. History is being made for the first time in 88 years. The UAW, United Auto Workers, is striking at Ford, GM, and Stellantis. How long could it last? Union has enough for 11-week strike if all workers were to walk out. On the other side, Stellantis, Ford, and GM have enough vehicle in inventory to last 75, 62, and 51 days, respectively, according to Bloomberg." So we're going to have to see how this all plays out. But think about it. We have Hollywood on strike, and now we have the workers going on strike all at the same exact time. And you have to remember, two of Biden's closest allies are about to tear him apart. Biden has long worn his union support on his sleeve, but Union Joe, as he fashions himself, is stuck between his legacy supporters and Democrats. And this is going to be a major problem for him moving forward. Remember, the United Auto Workers, they're going to see their jobs completely disappear if they go down the path of electric vehicles. Because in the end, who's going to create these electric vehicles? Just like you're seeing the electronics being created today, it's going to be China. They have the materials. They have this technology. They have the manufacturing. And eventually what's going to happen is they're going to phase out Detroit. And Trump, he has been warning everyone about this. And I do believe that the people are starting to realize that this is exactly what's going to happen. Remember, when we came off the gold standard back in 1971 and we went full fiat, we lost the value of the currency, which meant we couldn't keep all manufacturing in this country. Think about it. Take away credit, take away everything. Let's just live on the Federal Reserve note. If we kept the manufacturing in this country the way they set it up, where we were off the gold standard and we saw inflation, I'm not talking about the fake inflation numbers of 2%, 3%. Inflation is cumulative over time. So they keep resetting it, making you think like, oh, look, it's only 2.5%. We're doing really well. Oh, it's only 3.7%. It's doing really well. No, it's cumulative over time. That's why when you go back to 1970 and you say, okay, how come eggs cost that much back then and now they're a lot more money? Well, the eggs didn't change. Actually, the manufacturing and the process, that got streamlined. It's even cheaper now. So why do they cost so much? Oh, that's right. The value of your pieces of paper in your wallet, they're losing value every single day since 1971. That's what you're seeing. And the people, they're starting to understand this and they're starting to realize. So back then, if you just kept the credit out and you just lived on the Federal Reserve note, do you think you'd be able to afford any of the things that were manufactured in this country? No, you wouldn't. It would be very, very difficult. That's why they needed to move everything out of this country. And if the country now is breaking down and we're going into a deep depression and we're going and they're trying to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, do you really think they can have the manufacturing in this country? No, they can't. That's why eventually, like Trump has been saying, they're going to have to move these companies out of this country. And Trump has been warning about this. He put this out on Truth. He said the following: "The all-electric cars is a disaster for both the United Auto Workers and the American consumer. They will all be built in China and they are too expensive. Don't go far enough, take too long to charge, and pose various dangers under certain atmospheric conditions. If this happens, the United Auto Workers will be wiped out, along with all the other auto workers in the United States. The all-electric car policy is about as dumb as open borders and no voter ID. It is a complete and total disaster." And he's absolutely right. If we head down this path, it will be a complete and utter disaster. And all you have to do is look at the history. Look what they did since 1971. They moved the manufacturing out of this country because they knew if they kept it here, people would start to catch on. Wait a minute. Why is everything so expensive? Why can't I afford anything? Because remember, as their currency devalues, they needed to mask it and make it look like nothing has changed. That's why they needed to move the manufacturing out of this country, move it to places where they got pennies on the dollar. This is why they never imposed tariffs. And they set it up so the people of this country would never, ever notice that anything has changed. But people, they're seeing the change now. I think what Trump has done, he's accelerated the plan so people could see the actual inflation. It's not spread over 20 years and it's creeping up very, very slowly. Everything has been accelerated and you can see it very, very easily today. And I do believe it's going to get worse. And the Fed has actually admitted, well, you know, with all the printing and everything and the borrowing and all the currency in circulation, that might have been the cause of inflation. And that's exactly what causes the inflation. It has nothing to do with whatever they're talking about. Because all you got to do is look back in time. As soon as we came off the gold standard, everything went crazy. And in the beginning stages, people thought this was fantastic. Oh, yeah, look at that. My house went from $25,000 all the way up to $50,000. Isn't that incredible? I was making $12,000 a year. Now I'm making $25,000. Isn't this incredible? Yes, in the beginning, it seems incredible. But it's a trick. That means, actually, if you go back to that period of time, actually what that really meant is that the value of your currency declined and you needed more of those pieces of paper to pay for the exact same thing. That's what that really meant. And it felt good in the beginning. But what happens over time is the economy deteriorates. And then they have to introduce credit. Then they have to get rid of manufacturing. And then they have to extend the loan terms. Then they go from financing to leasing. And they continue to do this down the line because they don't want people to understand what's really happening. And each generation, they don't get it. They don't understand what's happening. So Trump, what he had to do is he had to condense everything in 4 years to show everyone. And yes, it's going to get worse, a lot worse before it gets better. And as people lose their jobs, as the value of the currency declines, what do you think is going to happen with the government? You think they'll be able to pay this debt? No, that's why they need the IRS agents. This is why they're going to go after every single person. Remember, Biden's out there saying, we're not going to audit anyone that's making under $400,000 a year. Do you really think that's true? Well, it can't be because the IRS, they can't fulfill Biden administration promise because the Internal Revenue Service, they cannot keep Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen's promise to raise the high income threshold, according to a Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. Yellen pledged in August 2022, the IRS would focus in its efforts away from auditing households that made below $400,000 a year. The problem with this is they can't identify who makes $400,000 or more because of how it categorizes levels of high income earners. And that this is what they say, quote, there is no way to identify the complete population of taxpayers that meet the criterion of $400,000 or more specified by the current Treasury Secretary. An accurate activity code scheme is important because it would enable the IRS to track issues found during examinations of high earners. Examination code scheme refinement is needed to better identify and track examination results of households earning more than $400,000. The IRS combines all earners who make between $200,000 and $999,000 in the same category, meaning the agency only knows that a person qualifies as high income, and that's all they see. So that plan is not going to work. It's going to fail, which means you're going to see the IRS start to audit those people who are making $400,000 or less. And once again, you're going to see Biden as a liar. And I think this is what the people are starting to realize. And remember, for the people to push back, for the people to say, we're not heading in this direction, they actually need to see the World Economic Forum, the central bank, push their agenda. Because otherwise, if someone just came out and told you that this was going to happen, no one would believe it. No one would believe that, hey, we're going to go into a cashless society. They're going to have total control of what you do. If you say the wrong thing, they're going to shut down your bank account. They're going to stop you from purchasing if you don't meet the corporate credit score or the social credit score. If you don't agree with their propaganda, we will shut down your devices in your home. See, if you just tell people that, they would say, no, that sounds ridiculous. That's science fiction. That's a conspiracy theory. That makes no sense. But when people actually live through it and they see what they're trying to push here, you can see it as clear as day. And when the banks start to shut down accounts, which we've been seeing them do, that's when people say, ah, I see what they're doing. I mean, look at Australia, for example. Australia's biggest bank, they're cracking down on cash withdrawals, closing ATMs and banning cash. Why would they be doing that? Well, Australia, once again, is the model for the central bank digital currency. Weren't they the model for the COVID vaccine passport? Weren't they the model for the COVID camps? Well, here they are once again being the model for the central bank digital currency. And I wouldn't be surprised if New Zealand and the rest of the countries, they all start to ban cash, start to ban the ATMs because they don't want you taking your funds out of the system. They want everything in the system and they want it all digital so they can control you. And eventually what's going to happen, they won't even need the banks because the Federal Reserve and the other central banks, they'll be able to control everything from the top level. And we could see this is what they're pushing right now. But again, they're pushing it in all these different countries. But when it reaches the United States, this is where they're going to have the problem. Just like with the COVID camps, just like with the vaccine passports, if you notice, that all failed. When it gets to the United States, we could see already the Patriots in Congress, they're not going to be going for this. They're not going to say, hey, you know something? That's a great idea. Let's go to the central bank digital currency. Hey, that's great. You can control everything that we do. Let's vote in a new currency. They're not going to do it. Just like they didn't vote for a vaccine passport. It goes against the Constitution. And I do believe when we're at that crisis and the central bank is losing their leverage, Trump is going to use this leverage to his advantage. Because the people are going to be screaming at the top of their lungs saying, we need someone else to do something. If you go back to 2008, 2009, when we had the Great Recession, that's what the people were doing. They were screaming and yelling for someone to fix the problem. Obama said he was going to fix the problem. Did he fix the problem? No, he kicked the can down the street. And here we are again with the same exact problem. Actually, we're always in the same problem. They just needed a little bit more time to set everything up to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. Remember, they had a 16-year plan already hammered out. Obama was going to be 8 years. Hillary Clinton was going to be the last 8 years. You're going to enter war. There's going to be death and destruction. And they were going to usher in the central bank digital currency, the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. But Trump, the Patriots, they stepped in. They stopped them from all of this. And now they don't have the ability to do it. They tried it with the pandemic. It's not working. And eventually what's going to happen as they try to push this, it's going to fail here in the United States. And Trump, the Patriots, are going to use this against them. And the people are going to be screaming and yelling for a solution because people are going to be hurting. People are going to be angry. People are going to be upset. People are already upset, but it's going to get a lot worse as we approach 2024. And Trump, the Patriots, are going to use this to their advantage.